Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the earth, from supporting organic farmers to funding glacier research education. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to support living on earth and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Just ahead, bodies emerging from the deep. But first, this note on emerging science from Jack Rodolico.
What do you get when you mix the genes of a cat, a monkey, and a jellyfish? No, this isn't a bad joke. Put those genes together and you get glow-in-the-dark kittens that may provide a new treatment for HIV. Domestic cats have their own version of HIV. Feline immunodeficiency virus, or FIV, is considered an epidemic. It attacks a kitty's immune system the same way HIV attacks ours. So scientists at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota are studying the virus in cats to look for treatments for humans. Researchers already knew macaques, a kind of monkey, are immune to FIV, and they wanted to see if they could transfer that immunity to felines. So they put those FIV-resistant monkey genes into kitten embryos. And if that's not weird enough, they decided to add jellyfish genes to trace the macaque genes. The jellyfish genes are iridescent, so if the new batch of kittens glow under blue light, that means the scientists successfully implanted the monkey genes. Now, this isn't the first experiment with jellyfish genes. There have been glowing bugs, fish, rabbits, and pigs. But this is the first glow-in-the-dark study that could lead to gene therapy treatments for the FIV and HIV epidemics. In the meantime, the neon kitties are frisky, healthy, and not for sale. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jack Rodolico.